Welcome to our AJP Renal Physiology Podcast, which highlights manuscripts published in our journal. I'm Jennifer Sullivan, an associate editor of AJP Renal Physiology. Today, I am joined by Didier Portilla from the Division of Nephrology at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences and Central Arkansas Veterans Healthcare System. We're discussing a manuscript that's published in September 2013 issue of AJP Renal Physiology by Dr. Portilla and his colleagues. Shengyang Li, Nithya Mariapam, Judith Magias, Brian Shank, Chris Wismani Cannon, Sue Toyce, Peter Price, and Jeremy Duffield. Dr. Portilla, tell us about your findings.
Our study suggests that the activation of proximal tubule PPAR alpha represent a novel therapeutic target to reduce fibrosis and ameliorate progression to CKD.
Would you suggest going about this as a therapeutic strategy?
Certainly, our study in renal fibrosis follows previous studies done in AKI conditions. We have used several models, including ischemia reperfusion injury and cisplatin-induced AKI. And we have shown that providing, for example, in mice, a diet that contains fibrates or a PPAR alpha ligand, which is the same thing, in 7 days completely prevents the development of AKI. And this is our previous published data in the AKI model. So we have extended in this new study, extended the observation of a protecting molecule to the models of renal fibrosis. Now, in terms of how will this be beneficial, certainly there are studies done in patients with diabetes and chronic kidney disease suggesting that there is amelioration of kidney damage. And there was initially in a study done in diabetics using fibrate that shows some beneficial effects in vascular disease, but now there are studies showing that definitely reduces proteinuria, for example, in patients with a GFR of less than 60 mLs per minute. Therefore, there is a precedent for the use of fibrates in AKI, but also in CKD. Our goal is to understand the mechanisms and the potential targets that could be used, therapeutic targets that we can find from studying this pathway.
So in your particular study, you actually used a targeted transgenic to the proximal tubule of the kidney. I was curious why you focused on the proximal tubule.
We focus on the proximal tubules because proximal tubule has been recognized as the target for acute kidney injury. The glomeruli specifically has not been recognized as a potential cell that could be targeted for therapeutics in AKI. Therefore, our studies predominantly focuses on the proximal tubules. We believe, and it's been recognized by other investigators, that the proximal tubule by itself has some properties, some immune properties that allow it to modulate the injury that occurs not only in AKI but in chronic kidney disease, like, for example, inflammation with the influx of inflammatory cells into the interstitium and the development of interstitial fibrosis.
So you don't necessarily think then that there would be a beneficial effect of PPAR in the glomerulus as well?
There are three different kinds of PPAR. There is a PPAR alpha, PPAR beta, and PPAR gamma. The studies previously have been done with PPAR gamma ligands showing some beneficial effects in the glomeruli. But PPAR alpha has not been really well studied in the glomeruli. Therefore, I think the expression of PPAR gamma is higher in the glomeruli, and that could be a different therapeutic strategy for proteinuria or glomerular injury.
In your transgenic PPAR mice, they have a decrease in unilateral urethral obstruction-induced increases in transforming growth factor beta. What do you think the mechanism is by which PPAR impacts TGF-beta levels?
In our study, what we published is that directly seems to be that increasing the endogenous levels of PPAR alpha in cells in culture in the proximal tubule, we can reduce the production of TGF-beta. Now, what is the mechanism? We postulate, because we don't have firm data yet, that what is happening in the proximal tubule is that there is a manipulation of the metabolic pathway. So the proximal tubule predominantly uses fatty acids as a source of energy. So most of the models of chronic kidney disease have shown that PPAR alpha is reduced in expression. Therefore, we believe that by increasing the expression of PPAR alpha, we change the metabolic pattern that is occurring in the proximal tubule. There is no accumulation of fatty acids and lipids, and that leads to a better metabolic outcome that's not allowed TGF-beta to be produced by the proximal tubule. We are testing the same hypothesis in other cells, like, for example, the cells from the interstitium, and that's what would be the new set of studies looking at the pericyte to myofibroblast transformation and the role of the PPARs on the production of TGF-beta by those cells.
Thank you so very much for taking time to talk to us, and we look forward to seeing your future studies in AJP Renal.
Thank you very much.